EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory begins at 8 p.m. tonight and continues until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 18 today under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows around 2 below tonight, high of 19 tomorrow. About an inch of snow Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 9 above.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congress out of session this week, having extended government funding to March 11th. That's supposed to give congressional appropriators time to finish work on their government-wide fiscal 2022 spending bill, 5 months after the budget year actually began. USDA, meanwhile, holding its annual Ag Outlook Forum online for a second year in a row. Now, this year's forum will put a focus on climate issues as well as China trade and supply chain disruptions. Forum gets started on Thursday with USDA's 2022 Ag forecast and conversation between Ag Secretary Vilsack and Elizabeth Economy. She's an expert on China who's on leave from Stanford to advise the Commerce Department. Then on Friday, Vilsack will be joined by U.S. Trade Rep Catherine Tai to talk ag trade policy. By the way, the forum will also feature a plenary panel on climate smart ag issues. Those members include David Allen, the Vice President of Sustainability for PepsiCo Foods North America, Glenda Humiston, Vice President of Agriculture and Natural Resources at the University of California, and Mike McCloskey, the co-founder and past CEO of Select Milk Producers. The Office of U.S. Trade Representative laid out in detail last week the ways in which it claims China continues to defy World Trade Organization rules. But the national pork producers took aim at U.S. and China tariffs. The U.S. maintains Section 232 tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum, and the Chinese continue to retaliate with tariffs on U.S. pork, apples, and other farm products. The Chinese retaliatory tariff on U.S. pork is 25% import tax and is taking an especially strong toll as market forces depress American shipments to the Chinese. The pork producers say it's also pressing the trade rep to lean in on China to live up to its Phase 1 promise to perform a risk assessment for the use of feed additive ractopamine in pork and beef production. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a woman for trafficking large amounts of marijuana into Kansas. On Saturday, a sheriff's deputy stopped a 2013 Dodge Durango for a traffic infraction in the construction zone on U.S. Highway 75 near Netawaka. That's according to Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morse. Further investigation into the traffic stop led deputies to discover a large quantity of marijuana in the trunk of the vehicle. The driver, Christian Renee Shepard, 36, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, was arrested and being held in the Jackson County Jail. Evergy may increase its electric rates in the coming months. Evergy submitted a proposal on Monday to the Kansas Corporation Commission to update its transmission delivery charge tariff. The proposal estimates that the average residential bill would see a 36 cents monthly increase or a $4 increase annually. If approved by the KCC, the updated tariff would begin April 1st. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we'll probably show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Over the past 3 days, the Office of the State Fire Marshal has investigated 4 fatal fires in northeast Kansas. There was one in Shawnee County on Friday, one in Jackson County on Sunday, and 2 in Pottawatomie County, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. They were unrelated. This year alone, OSFM has investigated 90 fires, 13 fatal. At this time last year, OSFM had investigated 43 fires, and there were 20 fatal fires all of last year. These fires have been a mix of accidental, arson, and homicides. 3 children and 2 adults were involved in a school bus crash Tuesday morning. That's according to the Shawnee County Dispatch Center. The Topeka Fire Department and ambulances were dispatched to the scene, but it was unclear if there were any injuries. The crash happened in the 3800 block of Northwest Topeka Boulevard. Dispatch confirmed the call came in around 6:25 a.m. The Topeka Police Department has implemented the walk-in accident reporting phase for the city of Topeka. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska probation officer who reported being kidnapped and robbed is charged with lying about what happened. The Kearney Hub reports that 31-year-old Mara Stamp is charged in Buffalo County Court with tampering with physical evidence and false reporting after initially accusing her former probation client, 35-year-old Sean Smith, of coming to her Kearney house and taking her to an ATM where he forced her to withdraw money. The number of COVID-19 hospitalizations and cases continues falling across Nebraska in the wake of last month's spike in cases. The state said 387 people were hospitalized with the virus on Sunday, which is up slightly over the past couple of days, but generally that number has fallen steadily since peaking at 767 on January 28th. The number of cases has been falling since the state set a record of 29,149 cases in the week that began January 16th. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February and you'll get a 15% discount on labor, or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week approved the low bid of Hall Brothers Construction for asphalt reconstruction of the back parking lot at the courthouse for $75,000. The other bid, $101,000, was from Inline Construction for concrete. Engineering services at a cost of $38,000 were approved for a bridge project a mile and a half west of Elites, over Ackerman Branch Creek on Tumbleweed Road. Efforts at communications with Gage County supervisors for a shared bridge project on the state line in Oquito Township continue. Hiring of Jody Martin as transportation driver with the Agency on Aging was approved, and commissioners met in special session last Thursday for interviews for the Health Department Administrator, RN position. No action was taken following the interviews. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The city of Blue Rapids is hosting a goal-setting work session Wednesday, February 23rd at 6 p.m. to determine SMART goals for areas identified in several recent surveys, including housing, economic development, infrastructure, communications, and youth. The public is encouraged to attend with a complimentary taco bar beginning at 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Blue Rapids Community Center. No injuries were reported, but 11 residents were displaced when an apartment fire in Beatrice broke out Friday evening and was reported shortly after 6 p.m., resulting in smoke damage to four or five adjacent units at the three-story complex in the 800 block of North 10th Street. Damage was estimated at $15,000 and may have been started by an oven malfunction. Joyce M. Jandra, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for Joyce Jandra. Connie P. Schneider, age 82, of Washington, passed away February 14th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Connie Schneider. Vernon W. Neiman, age 85, of Hanover, passed away February 17th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Private burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Vern Neiman.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from late this evening until late Wednesday morning. Conditions staying fairly dry but very cold throughout the region today. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower teens and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, the lower teens and upper 20s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s to lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely cold throughout the overnight hours with lows just below zero throughout Iowa, just below zero and in the negative teens throughout Nebraska, the single digits throughout Kansas, and the single digits to lower 20s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay extremely cool as we head into Wednesday, with our highs in the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the single digits and lower teens throughout Nebraska, and the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 78, the average low 24, and the record low 4 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:12, sunrise in the morning at 7:10.
The first signs of spring are here if you just know where to look. We'll point out a few of them next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 22nd, the 53rd day of the year. It's the anniversary of George Washington's birth, and Frank W. Woolworth opened his first 5 and 10 cent store in Utica, New York in 1879. Spring may yet be a month away, but even now there are subtle seasonal changes evident. If you look closely enough, lichens will be the first growth to appear after snow and ice melts. Look for the red-topped British soldier lichen on fence posts and rotting wood. Maple sap is beginning to flow. You can see tappers beginning their work from the Midwest into New England. You'll see subtle changes in many bird species, too. Watch the male goldfinches at your feeder for new sulfur yellow feathers. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the seasons online anytime. Just go to almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Number 5 Kansas returns home tonight to host Kansas State in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock tonight. It'll be broadcast on ESPN. Kansas is 22-4 overall, 11-2 in the Big 12. K-State, on the other hand, 14-12 overall, 6-8 in the Big 12. Holding a 2-game lead in the loss column in the 2022 Big 12 race, Kansas won its third straight contest with a 71-58 victory at West Virginia on February 19th. Kansas State has won 2 of its last 3 games and is looking to rebound from an 82-79 overtime loss at Oklahoma State on the 19th. Washburn's Johnny Clausing was named the MIAA Male Basketball Player of the Week. This marks the first time in his career Clausing has earned the award. The senior forward logged back-to-back double-doubles, averaging 18 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 assists over 2 Washburn wins. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas guard Ochai Agbaji has been named the co-Big 12 Player of the Week. This is the 4th time the senior has won the award this season. 4 Big 12 Player of the Week awards in one season ties a program record for most in a single season. He shares the honor with Iowa State's Isaiah Brockington. Former Kansas City Chiefs head coach and soon-to-be NFL Hall of Famer Dick Vermeil will enter Canton as a Philadelphia Eagle. The former coach will be enshrined as an Eagle with great admiration for the Rams and Chiefs. The 85-year-old spent 7 years coaching the Eagles, 5 years with the Chiefs, and 3 years with the Rams. Vermeil was selected by the coach committee made up of 9 members from the selection committee, which considers coaches who retired at least 5 years ago. Wichita State baseball continues their season-opening 12-game road swing today with a midweek matchup at Oklahoma. First pitch is now scheduled for 2:30 to account for sub-freezing temperatures expected to make their way across the region tonight. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Monday night basketball action. Frankfort took a pair from Lynn. Frankfort girls victorious 58-43. And the Frankfort boys prevail 55-27. Rounding out the regular season Tuesday, Marysville will host Wamego. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell entertains Centralia. Kansas State on Tuesday evening. Tip off at 8, 7:30 pregame live on FM 95.5. Kansas State High School Activities Association released 1A substate pairing Saturday. At Axtell 1A Division 2, Hanover girls and boys teams are top seeds with first-round byes. Boys first round Thursday, second seed Wetmore also draws a bye. Third seed Axtell will host number 6 seed Lynn, while 4 seed Southern Cloud will host number 5 Wakefield. Top seed Hanover boys meet the Southern Cloud Wakefield winner Thursday, March 3rd in semifinals at Axtell. Second seed Wetmore will take on the Axtell Lynn winner. Girls first round Friday, second seed Lynn also earns a bye. Third seed Wakefield hosts number 6 Southern Cloud, while 5 seed Axtell tips off at 4 seed Wetmore. Top seed Hanover girls face the Axtell Wetmore winner Friday, March 4th in semifinals at Axtell. And second seed Lynn will take on the Wakefield Southern Cloud winner. In the Frankfort 1A D1 Substate Girls Division, undefeated Centralia's top seed, second seed Donovan West, they each earn first-round byes. Third seed Frankfort Girls host number 6 seed Onega this Friday. Fourth seed Kier Paravel is host to number 5 seed Troy. Centralia meets the Kier Paravel Troy winner in semifinals at Frankfort Friday, March 4th, while Donovan West will take on the Frankfort Onega winner. On the boys' side, Kier Paravel is top seed, and the Frankfort boys are second seed, each with first-round byes. Third seed Troy hosts number 6 Onega this Thursday, while 4 seed Centralia entertains 5 seed Donovan West. Kier Paravel meets the Centralia D West winner in semifinals Thursday in Frankfort, with the Frankfort boys to host the Troy Onega winner. Washington County boys are the 6th seed in the Clifton Clyde Substate and open play this Thursday at 3rd seed Blue Valley Randolph, with a winner advancing to face 2nd seed Solomon March 3rd. Lincoln hosts Rock Hills, another first-round play, with a winner to face top seed host Clifton Clyde. Washington County girls will host number 6 seed Solomon this Friday, with a winner advancing to face 2nd seed Rock Hills Friday, March 4th at Clifton Clyde. Lincoln hosts Blue Valley in the other first-round play, the winner to face top seed host Clifton Clyde. 2A Valley Heights and 3A Marysville team seating will be announced Wednesday, with first-round play beginning February 28th and March 1st. The Mustangs are in the Republic County Substate, Marysville in the Silver Lake Substate.
Give nature and your garden a helping hand this season by creating a pollinator-friendly landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Honeybees, native bees, beetles, flies, and hummingbirds are just a few of the pollinators we depend upon for much of our food, medicine, and next year's plants for the garden. Grow a variety of plants with various shapes, colors, and bloom times. You'll enjoy the season-long floral display, and so will the pollinators. Use native plants suited to the growing conditions whenever possible. You'll attract more pollinators and provide food for many of their offspring. Allow perennials to stand for the winter. They provide food for the birds and winter homes for many of our beneficial insects. Leave bare spots for ground bees and a layer of fallen leaves that also provide shelter for many pollinators. And skip the pesticides that can harm the pollinators that you're trying to attract. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Randy Hayward says he's always tried to follow what God wanted him to do in his life. But what happened about 3 decades ago is still fresh in his mind. It seems God was telling him to go visit a place that seemed a world away from anything he knew. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more than nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Randy Hayward says he's always tried to follow what God wanted him to do with his life. But what happened about 3 decades ago is still fresh in his mind.
One night I was driving across the square and headed south, and the jail at that time was up above the courthouse. I just felt a nudge of like, hey, there's people there in that jail that need to hear about me.
But Randy had no background in doing this. He had plenty of reasons not to visit that jail.
I can't relate to these guys. I can't relate to these people. My biggest notorious crime was speeding through a school zone in Nevada, Missouri. I was doing 25 in a 20, I think it was.
But Randy began visiting local jails on his day off. He never knew who or what he might encounter.
Many of the guys didn't want to hear it. They'd act like they were asleep or they were sick or whatever. But a lot of them paid attention and I believe were helped.
Over time, those in the jail and those running the jail became aware of Randy and his heart for helping others and sharing a message of Christian hope.
Randy says he often does not know what happens to the inmates' lives after they leave prison, although he does know of one man who later changed his heart to follow God and became a minister. He and others do all of their work without a salary and rely on donations for what they provide to inmates.
It's amazing how God has worked this. I just ordered another batch of Bibles, and I keep track of how many we've distributed. It'll be over 78,000 Bibles during this period.
But we've yet to talk about the name of this ministry, for the name is quite a story in itself. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Stockton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Cabin fever by looking for shed antlers from a white-tailed deer. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Stay tuned for tips on where and when to do your wildlife treasure hunting as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to normal. But for today's top farmers, there's only moving ahead. And just like you, we've never stopped working. When Commodity Classic returns to New Orleans, you can look forward to the same premier agricultural and educational experience you've come to expect. From the only event designed by farmers, for farmers. Because we understand the only way to get back to normal is by pushing ahead. Join us when we return March 10th through 12th. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Sunny winter day a few years ago, my kids and I went out to the woods to look for deer antlers. We didn't find any, but it was nice to get out of the house. White-tailed bucks naturally shed their antlers when testosterone levels drop after the breeding season. They grow a new set of antlers beginning in the spring. People like to decorate their homes and cabins with antler chandeliers and other antler crafts, so there is a demand for antlers and the desire to find them. Joe Shedd, yes, that's his real name, is a wildlife writer and an expert in shed antler hunting. He says you'll have the best luck if you think like a deer.
The key thing is to look at our bedding areas, the feeding areas, and the trails that link the two. You can always walk fence lines and look for trails across fences, and a lot of times a buck will lose an antler when he jumps over or even maybe snags it when he goes under the fence. So that's kind of an easy way to start. Beyond that, open fields are good. You can drive around in the wintertime at night, see what fields the deer are using and see if there's any bucks in those fields, and then come back to those fields later.
Deer like to bask in the sun on a south-facing hillside and find shelter in conifer trees. Those are good places to look as well. Shedd says antlers are yours to keep if you can find them before the critters do.
Several different animals will chew on the sheds. They get the calcium content out of antlers. Antlers are mostly made out of calcium and phosphorus. And squirrels in particular, as well as mice, porcupines, and cattle, and elk will even chew on the antlers.
The time to look for antlers is anywhere between November and the first week of May. But Shedd says you'll probably have the best luck from the middle of December through early March. Find more tips for hunting shed antlers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A new monthly survey tracks consumer perceptions about food. More today on Farm to Fork. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. As a grower, there are a lot of things you can't control. The weather, commodity prices, trade issues. But Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer from Verdesian Life Sciences helps you actually control the controllables. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, thus making more nitrogen available to the plant and protecting your investment. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and control the controllables. It's called the Consumer Food Insights Report, a new monthly survey done by the Center for Food Demand Analysis and Sustainability at Purdue University in Indiana. Jason Lusk is director of the center and also heads the Ag Economics Department at Purdue.
One of the motivations for this new center is for us to think about how can we provide timely information about what's happening in the food system, what consumers are thinking about the food they're eating, trying to identify problems as they arise so that we can jump on them, tackle them more quickly and more effectively.
The first survey was done in January, says Lusk, and 1,200 consumers shared how and why they make food purchasing decisions, whether they have trouble finding certain food items, and how they sometimes have trouble affording to buy food. Lusk says these ongoing reports should also be helpful to farmers.
The dollars in the food system comes from the consumers. We need to pay attention to what consumers want out of their food system, make sure that we're creating new plants that have attributes that have value to consumers, and think about ways we can add value to crops that are coming off the farm in ways that can generate more revenue for the sector.
There's a link to the monthly Consumer Food Insights report on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Huh. The average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. The recent data across the nation shows that there are just shy of 62,000 empty shipping containers, all at the Port of Los Angeles terminals. There are roughly 25 total vessels waiting to be unloaded, down from January's peak of 109. At the same time, and while the logjam is slowly starting to get untangled, it has slowed production down with products leaving the United States.
Take them over with electronics, unload them, take grain products back. That's the way it's worked. And at sometimes there's almost so many containers over here, they'll not quite take them back to Asia for free, but it's a backhaul. So it's a reduced rate.
That was Chuck Kunish, the branch manager for the Michigan Agricultural Commodities, where he says the gridlock at the ports jams up other transportation methods across the nation as well.
The trains that are bringing the product into the port can't get into the port because there's no way to unload them. Then it backs up to Chicago and Detroit, where the railroads won't even load the containers on a train because they don't want a train sitting full of containers they can't unload.
He goes on to say that when there's a backlog like this, places even like Michigan's agricultural commodities are just sitting on grain waiting for them to be shipped.
This container thing just completely derailed shipping product by containers to Asia.
Back in December of 2021, the House passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act to make it easier for ag products to make it to their overseas destinations. American Farm Bureau, National Milk Producers Federation, and other organizations have all voiced their support. However, Kunish says that there needs to be an easing of trucking regulations in California, an end to trucking strikes in Canada, and more labor to really be able to see progress on the issue.
Even if we're getting ahead on the containers, now we're falling apart on everything else we got to ship across the border. We're just stopped. We can't ship corn or soybeans or containers over to Ontario, and we can't bring wheat back.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh, no. Electric rates have increased dramatically was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Row crop farmers, where do you go to find seed that is adapted to your environment? Call Kaufman Seed. We specialize in corn, soybean, grain sorter. For all of Kansas, we don't import seed from other areas. We test to ensure that it works here before we recommend it to our customers. You have counted on us to provide you with top quality seed wheat. Now look to us for the same expertise in corn, soybeans, and grain sorter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The value of U.S. industrial hemp crop in 2021, $824 million. That according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service in the first report on the crop that was legalized nationally, part of the 2018 Farm Bill. Planted acres in the U.S. totaled 54,000 acres. About 33,500 acres were harvested, NAS said. That's based on the estimates of a survey sent out to growers. By comparison, Farmers planted more than 317 million acres of other crops in 21, including 93 million acres of corn, 87 million acres of soybeans, 46 million acres of wheat, and 11 million acres of cotton. The value of U.S. hemp production in the open totaled $712 million, NASS said, but there was also a significant amount of grower under protection, mostly indoors, which was valued at $112 million. Well, Kansas weather typically gives us dry winters and springs, with rainfall increasing in May, June, and July, then tapers off through the late summer. Corn normally takes up a little nitrogen until the 6 or 7 leaf stage of growth, typically late May or early June. Now, during June and July, corn typically takes up half or more of its total nitrogen. However, this typically corresponds to the period of maximum rainfall, contributing to high potential for nitrogen loss. Using split nitrogen application that supplies some nitrogen pre-plant or planting to support key growth functions, with the balance applied in season, nitrogen loss can be minimized unless total nitrogen will need to be applied, improving nitrogen use efficiency. Research conducted in eastern Kansas found that corn yields were improved by either splitting in applications between pre-plant and side dress compared to the entire nitrogen rate at pre-plant. The yield advantage was particularly marked during the years with high risk of nitrogen losses like 2019. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Accidental manure spills happen, but when and why? Researchers have been studying those questions on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to FBN.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit FBN.com/plant.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
For the past 15 years, researchers at the University of Wisconsin have been studying the root causes of manure spills and when they're most likely to happen. Most recently, they found 38% of spills are caused by transportation-related issues, about 38% are on the farm, and land application accounts for 23-24% of the overall incidences. Kevin Erb is the Extension Conservation Professional Training Program Director at the University of Wisconsin. He says one of the more interesting things they saw was when there was a transportation incident involving a valve that was accidentally opened, spilling out the manure.
We had 32 incidences of where the valve accidentally opened while the truck was going down the road. And of those, more than half occurred within a tenth of a mile of an intersection. And it turns out that a lot of times the valve opening switch is right next to the Jake brake switch on the semi, and just instinctively reaching over, flipping the switch, and hitting the wrong one.
On the farm, most of the land application problems with manure runoff used to happen when it was spread on frozen ground, but this is changing.
As the regulations have changed, as farmers have improved their land application practices, what we're seeing is a lot less runoff in spring. But now we're beginning to see a shift towards some of those field runoff situations happening in the fall. And so this is one of those things where over time you will see shifts. And just because we address a problem at one point doesn't mean that it's permanently fixed.
I'm Jody Henke. Watch Herb's manure research presentation at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. We see the grain market still slowly moving further into the green market. The wheat market especially seeing some really big gains right now, up near 40-cent gains, getting close to the end of the day. Soybeans are also up near a quarter throughout the day. March corn is up right now near 15 and a quarter cents higher, sitting at 669 and a half. As we mentioned, Kansas City wheat for March, they're up 41 and a quarter cents, sitting at 876 and a half. Big jumps there. We'll see if that lasts to the close in just a little bit. Soybean market, mostly higher here. March beans are up 25 and three quarters at 1627 and a quarter. We have the meal for March up $4 at 451.90. And the soybean oil for March up $2.13 at 69.70. Cotton market, on the other hand, slipping down further into the red, with March cotton down 221 at 120.78. The canola market is seeing some decent gains, up near 1370, sitting at 1033.30. And the oats market is still struggling a little bit in the red, with March oats down 12 cents, sitting at 677 and a half. The livestock market, not a lot of movement here today, but still mostly lower across the board. We see February live cattle in the green just slightly. They're going off the board here shortly for the month, up near 2 cents right now in the positive at 143.27. We have the April live cattle down 30 cents right now at 145.57. Feeder cattle mostly lower here. We have the March down $2.05 at 163.37, with the April down 2.15, sitting at 168.70. Lean hogs right now, they are moving further into the green, though some decent gains, with April lean hogs up $2.77 at 112.17. U.S. dollar index today, they see a little bit of green here for the March index, sitting up almost a penny at 96.02. We have 30-year bonds in the green just slightly, sitting at 153, and 10-year notes slightly up, sitting at 126.
At Midwest Kia, we're celebrating President's Day all month long with a better way to buy. Receive the presidential treatment with a promise of exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, and transparent pricing. And February is the month to take advantage of the market and get a sweetheart of a deal, while every trade-in, including yours, is at its peak value. Worried you won't find the right new Kia for you? Midwest Kia has that problem solved for you, as we have over 200 new Kias available today. All with Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. It's all part of reimagining the way a car dealership should be at Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. It's a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and receive the presidential treatment and a sweetheart of a deal. You'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This week is National FFA Week, February 19th through the 26th, and FFA students across the country are celebrating and sharing the FFA story. I'm National FFA Central Region Vice President Courtney Zimmerman from the state of Wisconsin. National FFA Week is a time to share what FFA is and the impact it has on members. It's the top school-based youth leadership organization and cultivates and nurtures future leaders who will change how the world grows. Share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
A salute to our local FFA chapters and members from Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, B&W Electric, Pony Express Veterinary Clinic, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Hanover Electric, and Midwest Products.
My name is Julia Steeter, and I'm the president of the Frankfurt FFA chapter. I think one of the main things that FFA has taught me is teamwork and being the leader. Through FFA, I've had to lead various committees and things like that, so I've really had to learn how to work with teammates and figure out the best route to take, and, you know, having the give and take to be a leader and to work together with people. It really makes you think twice about what you say and what you do, because you do know that people are watching you. And so I think it really helps me to be the better person that I can be and really strive to make a difference. I'd say the thing that I'm looking forward to the most after I graduate would be building connections with people out in the ag industry and in the world, and then carrying that on through my life, all those friendships that I'm going to make.
A salute to our local FFA chapters and members from Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, B&W Electric, Pony Express Veterinary Clinic, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Hanover Electric, and Midwest Products. New for 22, the Chevy Equinox LT and Chevy Equinox Premier are on the showroom floor at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville and awaiting your test drive, along with the new 2022 Silverado 1500 model and 2500 model pickups. It's a new Chevy you're looking for? Look to Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.